In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So we recognize the feast of St. Francis and the blessing of the animals. It's a great sort of crisp but still warm fall morning. So I'm glad to see everyone here today. We have kind of a funny way of remembering saints. At least I find it a little bit funny. We tend to sort of identify little sort of essential details of the lives of the saints, and we turn them into icons and paintings. I'm sure we can all conjure up an image of St. Patrick holding a four-leaf clover, or maybe a serpent, St. George maybe killing the dragon, or my personal favorite, it's a little gory, St. Lucy holding a tray with her eyeballs on it. Does anyone know that one? No? I mean, that's an Italian thing. But we tend to capture these essentialist details, these story details of saints' lives, and St. Francis is no different. We can all imagine an image of St. Francis where he has a bird fluttering around his head or maybe on his shoulder. Maybe he's communing with some sheep or some goats. And, you know, icons generally don't sort of depict a lot of emotion of the person. So he doesn't smile, but he always seems to be sort of in some type of pleasant state of being. And I think it's pretty clear that he enjoyed being outside, that he found renewal and happiness from being outdoors. And he wrote plenty of poems and hymns and canticles that sort of captured this love that he had for the outdoors. And one thing about St. Francis is that he is the namesake of the Order of Franciscan Friars. So as a young man, he took a vow of poverty. So he was a dispersed monk, and he spent his life serving the poor. So he had these two things about his life that I think are very interesting. One, he loved the outdoors, and two, he spent his life devoted to trying to alleviate suffering and poverty. You know, medieval Europe was full of disease and war and all sorts of difficulties. So St. Francis was certainly engaged in sort of the difficult things that are present in our world. And he found some sort of renewal and sort of, you know, retreat by being outside. And it seems like he's made some connection here for us, that there's a connection between the beauty and the health of our natural world and suffering and poverty. And I think, you know, we're at a place now in our own world where I think we're kind of grappling with these things. We know that our world's changing due to all sorts of different, you know, human activities, and we're trying to get a handle on these things. And in the midst of all that, people are going to suffer. That's just part of what's going to happen in the world, and it's happening now. And in our gospel reading, Jesus sort of starts to address this. You know, Jesus is telling people, you know, don't worry about what you eat. Don't worry about the clothes that you wear. You know, these things are going to be provided to you just like they are to birds and to flowers. So I think Jesus is introducing this expectation that the earth functions in a very sort of dynamic way. And it can provide us with all the things that we need, food and clothing. And obviously humanity has been around for a long time, and we sort of have evidence that that's true. But that's not to say that we also can't sort of bungle the whole thing up. And Jesus enters in here and tells us, don't worry about the food you eat, don't worry about the clothes you wear, but seek after the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. And I think, you know, that's one of those pairings. I think we can find other places to help us sort of tease that out. Seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness, you know, that sort of seems to fall into that pattern of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. So we're finding this connection between the natural world, our spirituality, and our calling in the world to help serve other people, love our neighbors, and alleviate suffering. And I think today on St. Francis Day, the blessing of the animals, we can all be reminded that, you know, the beauty of the world, all of our animals that, you know, bring us joy, our dogs and our cats and our other animals that bring us joy, it's kind of a reminder of God's love and God's goodness in our lives, and maybe a little picture of how the world, God might have envisioned the world being, that it was a place where people would live together and flourish. And then we're also reminded that that's not always how things go in this world. So we are thankful today, we remember the beauty and the importance of the natural world, and we remember all those people that are, you know, cut off from all those natural things that bring us joy and nourishment and allow us to live and move and have our beings. So I think today on St. Francis Day, that's our meditation for the day. Just being thankful to God for the beauty of the natural world, for creation, and just remembering our calling that we're here to serve other people in the midst of a world that needs forgiveness and healing and redemption. Amen.
Amen. Amen.